Mishnah, Peitches, Amid Beis, Mishnah. Now I'm going to make I want to say something at the beginning and make things easier. When we talk about Koil can be just a rumor, unsubstantiated, has no backing to it. Those kind of Koilas are totally ignored. The Mishnah is dealing with Koilas that have some background to them. What the background is, we have Peitches Amid Aleph, we'll discuss that at length. But we're talking about a Koil that has background. I know background's the wrong word. Has basis. Has a basis. It didn't come out of nowhere. And the question is, how seriously do we take a Koil that has a basis? And what forms a basis will be discussed in the Gemara. But what do we do with a Koil that has a basis? So we have a Mishnah, we have a Gemara that will explain the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara Mishnah. Yatsa Shmar Be'ir Mekudeshes, Harzu Mekudeshes. A rumor with a basis went out in the city that a woman got kedushin. We require her to get a get before we let her get married. She's claiming, no way, Jose, never happened. And he's claiming he never was mekadesher. But the rumor in town with a basis says that they got married. So she wants to get married to somebody else. He has to give her a get. Mugureshes, if a rumor went out of town that this woman got divorced, she's married to a Kayan. The rumor with a basis got out in town saying that she was divorced. Because it's a rumor with a basis, we say Harizuma Gareshes, she can't stay with her husband, which will cause problems in the Gemara. Because till now we've learned we never break a marriage up because of a Kayan. And all of a sudden here the Mishnah says, if a rumor goes out that she's divorced from her husband, the Kayan, we break up the marriage, which could be the Gemara's issue. The Krachi, Yatushma Yimu Kodeshes, Pnuya. A single woman, she yatsa la koil plainis miskadeshes hayayim la plaini. Now today, this woman, got, it's supposed to be niskatsha hayayim. Tidid pesambozo, v'yesh dvarim niroyim, and there's a basis, k'dmafarsha amaroy b'gemara, like the Gemara explains what the basis is. Harzu mekudeshes, v'loy tinasiv la'achem v'loy get, you cannot marry anybody without a get. Mugareshes, harzu mugareshes, k'sal g'day, do we now think the hokikamar? Eishes kayin, she yatsa la koil. And Eishes Kayin that a Koil went out, plainness is Garsha Yoim, Harzu Mugareshes, Vasuroi, Lashesha Maitachtav, she can't stay with her husband. The Ilu Mugareshes, Lahoke, Vilinasi, Lashok, Laka, Lavruche. No way we would say she's Mugareshes that she can get married somebody else based on a rumor. The Mishim Yetias, Koil, Nishri, Eishes, Ishli, Alma. There's no Havamina that a rumor that she got Mugareshes would be enough to let her marry somebody else. No Havamina. The Gemara will ask, Asala Gavra, do we ask her a woman to her husband because of a Koil? Right? A Bai Lakayan? And the Gemara will deal with the question. Zok the Mishnah Vaiter. Bavad Sheisham Amasla. They will not be there. And Amasla is, I don't know, excuse, answer. I don't know how Archtol translates Amasla, but basically something that puts the rumor in doubt. Means the rumor comes with something that makes the rumor not so substantial.
Mitigating factor.
Thank you. Eze Amasla, what would be considered Amasla? For instance, the rumor went out that she got a get. But that same rumor said it was done on condition. So the Mela, the rumor is weaker. It's not that we know for sure he divorced her. He could have divorced El Tanai. That doesn't answer her to her husband. Doesn't answer her to a Kayan. Again, not to her own husband, it wouldn't be. I don't think so. It's a good point you're bringing up. Why wouldn't that be Reich Haget? I don't know. But what we're saying is, it breaks the rumor. Because the same rumor comes with a mitigating factor. I like the word. Or Zarek Lo Kedushah, Suffolk Karav Lo, Suffolk Karav Lai. The rumor went out that this girl got Lo Kedushah, but that same rumor says, we're not sure, because it was Suffolk Karav Lai, Suffolk Karav Lai. That is a mitigating factor in the rumor, and therefore she wants to get married to somebody else. We don't say you need a get from the person, because the rumor that said that she got Lo Kedushah is flawed. It came with a mitigating factor. And it could be, people will say, if she gets married to somebody else, Mistama, they checked it out and it was Karav Lai, and it wasn't a good Kedushin. It won't create a problem because people will dismiss the rumor based on the fact that the rumor came with a mitigating factor. Zoha Amasla, that's an Amasla. Pnei Shua points out, and I didn't see the piece, but I saw it brought down, that the Gemara talks about a rumor of Kedushin, then of Gerushin, then it explains the Amasl of Gerushin before it explains the Amasl of Kedushin. Order is different. Rashi. The Rashi, B'vachal Eteisham Amasl, Shleheim Koyel She Kedushin or She Gerushin, Mashal V'tam, something a Mashal, I don't know what Mashal doing here, and a reason, to Shavris Koyach HaKoyel, that breaks the power of the Koyel. Girish Minus Ishtal Tanai, there's Shavris or Gerushin, that breaks the rumor of a divorce, Shemel and Iskayim HaTanai. Zorla Kedushah, Zela Mashal She Kedushin, that breaks the rumor of Kedushin. Well, didn't Ami Ibcha. The truth is, we could have had the same thing. Kedushin al Tanai and Gerushin Safir Karav La. And again, what Karav La, Karav La means, see Gemara and Ace Perik deals with it. But that's not the point. The point we're making is, a rumor cannot be considered a validate, a halachic factor, if that halachic came with if the rumor came with a shiver, with a ramasla. That takes away. What's wrong with a rumor that people will talk? Mouths will wag, right? And it might be true. Once there's an amasla, it takes away the bite. Talk to Gemara Baiter. Vashvina la gavra? In the case of Gerushin, she's married to a kayan. The rumor went out that he divorced her. A substantiated rumor, but the mice said it's only a rumor. We break up the marriage? V'amar Ravashi kokolu debas in nisuun lechashin alay. Ravashi told us rumors can never break a marriage. And the truth is, the Gemara could have given a simple answer. And the Rishonim point out that the Gemara could have said it. And that is, there's a rumor that she became a Gereshes, and then he died. We won't let him marry an other Kayan based on the rumor that she was a Gereshes. That would have been a simple answer. Meaning, we're not breaking up this marriage. But he died, so the marriage is broken up already. Now, it's Yamban or a Grusha. The rumor had it that she was a Grusha. Therefore, we won't let him marry another Kayan. But the Gemara gives another answer. What's the Gemara's answer? Hachikamer. Yatzishma b'ir mukudeshes, harzu mukudeshes. The rumor went out that she's mukudeshes, she's mukudeshes. Mukudeshes umugureshes. If the rumor came with both, that this woman got married and divorced to anybody, the rumor came that Mrs. So-and-so, right, Sprinza, got married and divorced. So now the rumor, because it's substantiated, both aspects of the rumor, we don't let her marry a Kayan. We're not breaking up a marriage, but we're going to prevent her to marry a Kayan based on the rumor. Now, the rumor didn't happen when she was an Aegis Ish. The rumor did both. It told us she became an Aegis Ish and a Grusha. There is no current husband that we're breaking her off of. The rumor said that she had a husband and got divorced. We didn't know about the husband, and we didn't know about the divorce. We didn't know about anything. The rumor says that there was a Kedushin. And the rumor says there was a Gerushin. So as far as the Aegis Ish is concerned, she's not. That same rumor that told us Kedushin told us Gerushin. But as far as marrying a Kayan, we treat her like a Grusha. Takrashi. Vasrino la Gaira bit me of him. Gerushin's Koy. Aegis Koy, she has a Kosha Grusha. An Aegis Koy that a Koy went out there, he divorced her. By look. Tani Mahani Misnitsin, Chashina Lakola Vasrino la Lay. We're Chashis to the Koy, we ask her it. Vamaravashi, Kol Kola, she has a Isha Mishinistis. Any koel that goes out on a woman when she gets married, and there was no koel before the suwan, and this is the kayan. The koel got out before the suwan. I'm sorry, and this is the kayan. The koel tries to sign up a grusha. She's married to a kayan, and a rumor went out that she's a zayin or a grusha. We don't break up the marriage. We would need clear witnesses. She's married. Hi, called the Megureshes Aresha Koy. It's going on the Aresha. Isha Pnuya, single woman. She yotza la kol mukadeshes. Chayshina la basura li nasei. Ela la isa ish. She wants to get married, she has to marry this person. She wants to marry somebody else, she needs to get. Chazav yotza la kol mukadeshes. Then a rumor went out that he divorced her. Shigir shay supplied the yotza la kol mukadeshes. So now, that same call that made her married also made her divorced. So as far as we're concerned, she's not an Aegis Ish anymore, because the whole thing was a rumor to begin with. Sahari Zuba Gureshes, Mistleris Lakayo, she's mutant to everybody, but not to a Kayan. My Taima, talked to Gemara, Kayal Vishaivra Imai. The Kayal break came with its, how does he translate Shaivra Art Scroll?
nullification.
Nullification, thank you. A coil came with its nullification. Dr. Rashi, my time, our coil, Shechashashna loy tchila, the coil that we were worried about, Shaivra Imai, had its nullification. Okay. Amarava. Now we're going to start talking about what's considered a rumor with basis. Again, rumors without basis are totally ignored. We're looking for what constitutes a basis of that the rumor begins to be taken seriously. Amarava. Not enough to break up a marriage, but enough to prevent a marriage. What makes good rumors? I mean, strong rumors. Amarava. There are no good rumors. They're strong rumors. Amarava. Yotza Lashay Mizana Be'ir. A coil went out that she was Mizana with a guy, or with an Eved Kanani, to somebody that makes her pasul l'kahuna. We've had this a number of times while we were learning Dashim, that a woman becomes a Zayna, l'halocha, this big machloikas tanoim, but halocha, a woman becomes a Zayna if she has a relationship with a man she's not allowed to marry, with a chayv krisis, or he's not Jewish. The rumor went out that this lady became a Zayna. That did not mean she had an out-of-wedlock relationship. She had an out-of-wedlock relationship with a kosher Jew. She's not a Zayna. A Zayna is a woman who had a relationship with a man that she can't marry either because it's chayv krisis or because he's not Jewish. Then she becomes a Zayna, whether she had it willingly or not willingly. A Zayna is not a reflection of moral and ethics. A Zayna is a reflection of facts on the ground.
Is one of the same thing as Kedusha?
There's no word Kedusha. You mean Kedesha? And Kedesha is a big machlokes. What it means has nothing to do with this Gemara.
It might not be a zonah.
It might be, it might not be. It might be a single woman that has constant relationships with a kosher man. It has nothing to do with this Gemara. See, we use Zayna in a very broad sense of the word. The Gemara uses Zayna in a very specific word. And that makes her, again, there's five or six shittas tanoim in the Masechtas Yevamos. What makes a Zayna? The one we paskin like, that we always quote, is the woman that had a relationship with a man she can't marry either because it's a chayv krisis or because he's not Jewish. So anyway, the rumor went out that this lady became a Zayna. Ein chayshis shelo. We let her marry a kayin. A rumor that a woman is a Zayna does not ban her to a kayin. My time up. Pitzusa ba'al muhud chazila. People refer to a woman as a Zayna because they saw her acting not in a modest way. Pitzusa, as you call it, looseness?
Lewd behavior.
Lewd behavior. That doesn't make a woman a Zayna. In people talk, they quickly are fast to say this woman is a Zayna because she acts in a lewd way, if that's correct use of the English word.
That's what it says.
I don't know if lewd way is correct. That's right. Shem Mizana, Lai V'Kacham, Lai V'Chai Pais, Lai V'Nakuna, Ein Chai Shishin La, Lai V'Kuna, Pritzusa Ba'almu, the Chazila, Shem Sikha B'Shuk, they saw her playing with a man in the street. They saw a man playing with her breasts. Again, lewd behavior, not proper behavior. But that doesn't make a Zayda.
Meskila. Yes.
Okay. Vaitar. When you sit up, Bez, we'll worry about it. Vaitar. Zog the Gemara Ketanoi. There's a machloikis tanoim with a lewd behavior is enough basis for a rumor that we take it seriously. Again, I opened up today and I said, rumors have to have a basis to be considered rumors, halachically. And what creates a basis for a rumor is a machloikis tanoim. There's lewd behavior enough basis that if the rumor went out that she's a Zayna and we saw lewd behavior, is that enough to say, uh-oh, that means she might be a Zayna, and we take it seriously. Or do we say, lewd behavior is lewd behavior, and that's what the rumor, even though the rumor went and said she's a Zayna, the rumor is just an exaggeration of what happened, not that anything else happened. That's the question at hand. Is this enough of a basis? The rumor didn't say she did lewd behavior. That's a fact. The rumor says that she was a Zayna. Do we say that the lewd behavior provides a basis for that? And therefore we take the rumor seriously, we don't let her marry a kayan? Or do we say, that's not enough of a basis to ask her to a kayan? Kitanoi. Akhla b'shuk. A woman who eats in the marketplace. Now, does he translate that literally?
Eat in the street.
8 in the street. Right. Now, this is obviously rumors before she gets married, because after she gets married, we don't break up a marriage based on a rumor. Girgara b'shuk. She went, Rashi says, with a stretched out neck, in a priest's neck of way, was, you know, held up high, certain look of not sneers. I guess in those days, eating outside was considered lewd behavior. A woman didn't go eat in public. Eating in public was considered lewd behavior.
This is not the lewd behavior that Rashi just talked about.
Again, I'm sorry?
It's not the lewd behavior that Rashi just talked about. This is, I told him, it's totally different than
drinking. Okay, and we will see. Hanika b'shuk. She nursed the girl, a baby in the open. Again, not sneistic behavior. What? She's not married. She was an amana, whatever she was. She nursed the baby. Bekulon Remeir Emetetze. Remeir says, we are willing to break up a marriage, not with her current husband, but with her husband that she marries afterwards, meaning she's considered, and a rumor went out, she's a Zayna. She's a Kayan, only a Kayan. Rebbe Kiva, I remember, she used to be hitting about Mazaras Mulavana. Kiva said, that's not enough of a basis. But the woman that's been in the marketplace at night, the wagging tongues start talking about her. At that point, the rumor is considered to have a basis. Amar Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, imkein le'enachta baslav. Mazaras ladies used to spin thread at night, get together, and schmooze under the moonlight. So they're called Muzaras Bulvana. There's no special significance to moonlight over electric light. But basically it means when women get together and they wag their tongues about her, she becomes the topic of a conversation. At that point, that rumor has a basis. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, imkein lo henachta basla avram avinu sheyeshevas tachas v'ayla. People will spread rumors, enemies will spread rumors about women. And you can't let this kind of behavior create that the rumor is true. You're breaking up marriages unnecessarily. You're impugning Jewish girls. You can't do this. What? This is on both. On both Remeir and Rebbe Kiva. V'atayra Amra, and the Torah says, Ki matzo ba'er v'zdavar. Before you make up a marriage, you have to know clearly. Again, Machlokes is this enough to make a solid basis for the rumor? And therefore, when Rava said no, he's going in the Shita of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri that says we don't rely on that to break up a marriage that happened afterwards. Zuklashi. Girgur b'shuk halchin the 2 years gar and she with an outstretched neck. Muzaras bovana nashim atavas b'shuk lor avana. Women who spin in the marketplace by moonlight b'darkim l'suach tichas b'telos. That's when they schmooze around. Devarim b'telim l'daber b'chashud d'shibir and they talk about women in the city who are considered chashud. That's when the wagging tongues talk. They need a shir and shmir talosh.
She was.
Le'enachta, middle Rashi. She yesh oivim metzien kol b'chinam b'remez mu'ot. Unfortunately, people have enemies that spread rumors with any kind of hint, and we can't let it. Now, Taisa speaks out. Le'enachta bein l'avram avinu, bas l'avram avinu means she marries a kayan afterwards, and we're going to break up that marriage based on a rumor that happened previously. It's not fair to the kayan. Not fair. That's because Le'enachta bas l'avram avinu simply seems to mean that every woman does this. It's not true. But it's saying you're making a kayan have to limit the pool of marriage based on rumors that we don't consider substantiated. Yes?
No. If she's married at the time to a regular guy, is this considered enough for if he. What we had before is.
Okay, so the Mishnah says in Masechta Ksubas, the Elu Yaitze Shlai B'Ksuba. These are the women that a person can divorce without paying her Ksuba. And the behaviors written here are listed in that Mishnah as reason to divorce a wife without paying her Ksuba. So the Mepharshim ask, if the Mishnah says you divorce her without a Ksuba, doesn't that say that we're treating... Dr. Mishnah, Dr. Mepharshim, I forgot who says this. If the guy wants to get rid of her, he's bothered by the rumors, he can divorce her and not pay ksuba. Because the bottom line, he's not bothered by the rumors, he's bothered by the lewd behavior. Lewd behavior is enough reason to potter himself from ksuba. You want to know whether we're willing to substantiate znus based on lewd behavior? No, we're not, according to Rabbi Minori. No, we're not. Are we willing to break up a marriage? No, we're not. If the guy wants to divorce her because he's bothered by lewd behavior, he has a right to divorce her without a ksuba. Listen, you don't marry a woman and expect her to have lewd behavior. It does. It bothers the husband. He can go to his rav, and his rav says, get rid of her. He can get rid of her. It doesn't cost him any money. That doesn't mean we obligate him to get rid of her. It's up to him. It's enough to not pay a ksuba. Here we're talking about breaking a marriage up. Means if she got married after the rumor to a kayin, we break up the marriage. That's what it means. We had this as sugya in Yevamos, if I remember correctly, Daf Chav Dalet, around there, Chav Gimel, whether rumors are enough to break up marriages. At the end of the day, Rav Ashi told us, kol kala the basin is suun like hashina. So again, the Gemara deals with it in Masechtas Yevamos, that there is a mandiyama there that says at a certain point of rumors, we do break up marriage. At a certain point of behavior, not rumors. Not rumors. So, there is a point of behavior that we would step in and break up the marriage. But I don't think this, at least in this Gemara, it doesn't mean that it meets the bar. Mark talks about, he walked in, and somebody ran out, and he saw spit on the top of the canopy. We talked about those things. Back in,
that's what means Ritzvah says to Tetzay means they can annul the marriage.
That's what he says?
Yeah, there's nothing like this.
Could be. It's the Gemara Yevamos that deals with it. Could be remarriage of the sheet that we break up the marriage. But the Gemara doesn't seem to, again, the other Tanoim don't seem to say that we break up the marriage. Zog the Gemara Vayter. Does Rabbi Akiva also say we break up the marriage? Tyson says that we don't break up the marriage. I didn't make this up. Tysus says that we don't break up the marriage. Top Tysus and Damod Aleph. So maybe there's more argues than Tysus, but Tysus says we don't break up the marriage.
He says it's not a basis for forbidding a woman to her husband.
Again, take a look. Tysus, Achlu B'shuk, Girgur B'shuk, I'm Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the Irish Shabbat B'kol of the kite of the sword. Tysus argues on that result. Right. Zog the Gemara Vayter. Tana Rabbanan. Be'ula. A rumor went out on a certain Be'ula that she's a Be'ula. On a single girl, people said she had a relationship. Not a Zayna. Just that she's a Be'ula. She can't marry a Kohen Gadol. The rumor is out that this girl is not a Be'ula. A Kohen Gadol has to marry a Be'ula. The rumor is out that she's not a Be'ula. Do we take it seriously or not?
And who did she marry?
She's not married to anybody yet.
She
has a kosher Jew. Doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
Ein chai shishila. Zakrashi, be'ula. Ayatza al-psula be'ir kal be'ula. Ein chai shishila la'asra l'chai gadol. Why? The duma b'tzusa ba'amar kazila. They saw her acting lewd, in a lewd manner. The duma b'tzusa ba'amar kazila. Rashi is telling you what the Gemara will say later, that there's basis for rumor. One of them is Neris Dolkus. We'll see what it means shortly, so we'll leave it for the Gemara. That's considered a basis for rumor. This is an unsubstantiated rumor, no basis to the rumor, not only unsubstantiated, there's no basis for this rumor, and we ignore it. Number two, the Bach is Gairis Chalutza in Chashish Allah. A rumor went out that a woman is a chalutza. Again, we're not chayshish that it's true. We have no basis for that rumor. I don't know the case. The Gemara doesn't deal with that case. Rashi doesn't talk about that case. Some aren't bearers. Nesua in chayshish in law. A rumor went out that this woman got married. Don't take it seriously. Again, unbased. I don't know what word to use. I can't say unsubstantiated. They're all unsubstantiated. Unbasis. No basis. Arusa ain't chayshish shalom. Shaloi leploini ain't chayshish shalom. The rumor came out, but it has no name. It said she got married today, but it doesn't say to whom. there's no basis to that rumor. Now that's a closer because it's putting a date on the marriage. This girl got married today. Whom? Nobody's saying. That's not a substance. That's not a basis of a rumor. Even if they have a name, but it's not here. Why is the rumor that she got married in a different city when she lives here? That means there's no basis for the rumor. Mamzeres ain't question the law. Any rumor that questions her kashrus as a Jewish girl, we don't take seriously. You just don't take a rumor that she's a mamzeres seriously. Or shivcha ain't question the law. People say she's a shivcha kananis. Or higdish whining the chasav. A rumor went out that Plonzo donated his nechasim to Hegdish. Can we use them? Is it Meila? Hefker pliny nechasim. The rumor went out that he made his nechasim Hefker. Does anybody go and take it? Ain't chashish shalah. You don't rely on such rumors, and we don't let people act on those rumors. Rashi, let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Nesua yata pnuya kosh, and Nesua zayam, she's married for many days. We assume she's single. The call of the Masnitsin, Haidu Shaimim Hayyim Niskach and Plainness. We will see in the Gemara that the call of the Masnitsin that we are Chayshish for has to be that it happened today. And the Gemara is going to explain this coming up. Arusa, Yatzalah Kaoshi Arusa Zayamim. That she's been in Arusa for a while. Shiloh Lepaini, Yatzalah Kaoshi Makadeshas Hayyim. That's a stronger rumor. Avalay Iskiru Shemai Lemon Lepaini. And Niskach is Sam, and Chayshish Allah. That's not basis. Bir Acheres Yatzakan. Well, Pliny is Miskadeshes Hayoyim, the Mokum Pliny in a different city. Right? The rumor went out that she got married in a different city. Right? And so it's not considered a rumor. Mamzeres? Yatsukoshi Mamzeres. We don't take rumors about kashrus of women enough to parcel them. Dr. Gemar Weiter. Oh, weiter, the more Rashi. Higdish Pliny, the Chesav, Ein Chesishin, the lesser the Chesav Allah. We don't say he can't use his property. There's a rumor it's Higdish, no such thing. Don't think about it. Now we get involved in what creates a basis for rumor. We had Tanoim already that said lewd behavior creates a basis for rumor. Now we go involved in what everybody agrees to. Amar Ula, Loisha Shamu Kal Havara. A rumor that the Mishnah talks about that we take seriously is not Stam, they heard, what does he translate, Havara?
Echo
Mir Gossip. Echo Mir Gossip. Echo and
then parentheses
you
write Mir Gossip.
Mir Gossip. Meaning people hear Stam smoozing around.
Gossip.
Ella, to get Shinaris Dulcus, there were candles lit, which they used to do by weddings, by Kedushins. There were a lot of candles. Umitas Mutsois. And the beds that they ate on were set like there's going to be a chash of a meal. Ubnei Adam nechnasim v'yaitzim, people going in and out of that house. V'yaimim b'splaynim b'skadeshes hayayim. This girl is getting married today. That's a basis for a rumor. Nobody saw, there's no Adam. We don't have Adam. But they're talking. And not only are they talking about something that happened 10 days ago, today. And we have, look at it, there's a lot of candles on, and there's bed set. That's a basis of a rumor. Frektig of our Miskadeshes is future, the Domalayikacha. The rumor doesn't say she became Mekudeshes. The rumor said she's getting Mekudeshes. So the Gemara aim of point is Niskacha. That's considered a basis of a rumor of Kedushin. Basis of a rumor of Kedushin is the tables are set, the candles are on, people coming in and out saying she got married to so-and-so. No Adam, but that's the rumor in town. Based, there's a basis here. There was something going on there.
It's like today we have a bort. You see a bunch of cars parked by somebody's house. There the bort was Kedusha, but they did the Kedusha.
Again, I'm not saying halacha l'maisa.
Keinza.
They're saying there were Adam there. We don't know who the Adam were. They're not coming and testifying. Nobody said we saw the Kedushin.
We're talking about Kedushin or Nesuah?
Kedushin. It says Kedushin here.
I know that, but I'm saying, I question that. Nesuah is done in a hall.
Again. Let's not of it. Yatzah Shema Be'irim Mekudeshes. I read the Mishnah. What's the Shema Be'irim Mekudeshes? What's considered a basis of a rumor?
And the point of it is that this is between the Kiddushin and, I mean, they see the table still set.
Again. You're in the shul learning Torah, Halakha Torah, and people come in and say, "Yeah, Rachel got Kedushin from Reuven." I'm sorry, we don't have Reuven in this year. Rachel got Kedushin from Shimon. He's on the phone. Rachel got Kedushin from Shimon. Received Kedushin from Shimon. So we say, "Huh? How do you know? There were candles there, and there were tables set. Did you see the Kedushin? No, we didn't see the Kedushin. But people were talking. People were talking. You hear the news? Nobody. Did you see it? Can you testify it happened? No, I can't testify it happened. I can testify that I was walking in Ungers on the Grove. That's who pays for the advertisement today. The Grove. And people were talking about that Rachel got Kedushin from Shimon. And there were tables there and things there. It comes with a whole basis of a rumor. And it happened in Pepper Pike. I don't know, in this city, I don't know if Pepper Pike is the city. It happened in Beechwood. Whatever it is, it happened, you know, the rumor says it. That's a substantiated rumor. She can't get married to anybody else without it. Even though she claims there was no Kedusha. Even though she claims it never happened. But the rumor says it did happen. There's no witnesses. If there are witnesses, there's nothing to talk about. Zog Digamai Vaiter. The Chain Tani Levi. Loishish Mukai Lavara. They say Neris Dokus Amitus Matois, Benashim Tavis Lahaner. Again, the Smechasla. Women spinning and are happy in a good mood. But I'm in plain is this Kadeshus Hayim. Again, the Gemara says, Miss Kadeshus? Future is not a rumor. No, Duma Laya Gacha. I'm a papa, I'm in plain is this Gacha. I'm a rabbi, Bevachan, I'm a rabbi Yechon. Loisha Shamukal Havara. Akdeshi Neris Dokus Amitus Matois. They say this to Kyle. That's considered a Kyle. Now the next two lines needs explanation. Why Amru Davar Zev? If they didn't say she got married, Zah Masla. That's a mitigating factor. Frakti Gemara, if they didn't say it, there's no Kyle. That's not an Amasla. An Amasla means a Kyle with a mitigating factor. If they're not saying that she got this gotcha, don't call that an amasla. Say there's no kail. Why Amru Davar Zev? Why Amru like Klum? He didn't say anything. So to Gemara, the reason he said it's an amasla, lafuke mit Rabba Bar Avuna. The Amr amasla sha'amru afilu mikan vajujamim. We're going to have the cheat of the Amid Beis. Then an amasla can come up 10 days later. The rumor can be she got niskacha. Then 10 days later, people say it was karavloi karavla. And Rabba Bar Avuna says that's enough to destroy the rumor. That's a mitigating factor, even though we didn't find out about it till later. Kamash Malan. So Rabbi Barbachan Ram Rabbi Eichon is teaching me, no. Lo yamru da'adam masla. It has to be something that happens here. They didn't say it, meaning that there never was a good rumor. The rumor was originally either not a rumor or was a mitigating factor right away at the beginning of the rumor. Amru da'adam masla. But if they said niskacha without a mitigating factor, you can't bring in a mitigating factor at a later date. We don't take that seriously. Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Niskacha yayim behold the chasher rabbanu shloitinasei v'shloyayimah, they shouldn't say Masih and Eishesish that we're marrying love and Eishesish. It's only a rumor, but it's basis. Ner is dokus, the bayis kederach ha-miskachos, like the women that had kedushin. Shenoigim simcha v'or ner. They had simcha and the light of a candle, right? Shemina ba'alma or an Arab berachayo mishtasham. The guy used to be upset when Jews did weddings, so there were like simonim. If you see a lot of ner, you should know there's a kedushin going on. It was a simon. Miskadeshes, asidu the skadesh hayoyim. That's not enough. Amru davar, plainness niskadesh hayoyim zel kol shechosh shalor. That's a call that we take seriously. Zah masla, that's a mitigating factor for shayver sako. And the kashis are the arm of media, the arm of the scotcha. Lav koilik of lava maslik. It's not a kol, it's not an amasla. Lafuki, amasla shamra mishasenu shashavis a kol. A mitigating factor that breaks a kol. Lafilu lo yotza ma kol. Elachas man yotza. Chava masla. That's what Rabbi Bachana said. That's what who said that Rabbi Barafuna, right? So Kamash Malon Hacha Loyamru Davizeh Amasla Vachi Kamar Loygamru Hadavah Loytzakol Mekuyim and Mesuyim. If they didn't say the thing signed and sealed, Eloytziu Shaver Makel, it came with a mitigating factor, and the Scotch plain is Vesofik. Who Davi Amasla? The original Kel came with doubt. Avul Amru Davizeh Mekuyim and Mesuyim Sula Mali Amasla. Amasla doesn't work.
How's a masla different than coal? What's a
masla
mean?
A masla said the coal came, and then, well, there can be two kinds of a masla. Let's say, the way Rabbi Belkhan and Rabbi Eichner says, the coal went out, you hear Rachel got Mukadeshus to Shimon today, but we're not sure if the Kedushin worked, because it was Safar Karavla, Safar Karavla. Or, Rachel got Mukadeshus to Shimon today, but it was Al Tanai. That's a coil with an amasla. In the coil, there's doubt whether it's true or not. That's one amasla. The other amasla is, Rehu got Mekadeshes to Shimon today. 10 days later, people say there was a tenai in the Kedusha. At the time, nobody said it. Zok the Gemara Viter. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Now, the Gemara will now give a different set of basis for a rumor. Because if you notice, the basis of a rumor that we have works for Kedusha, not for Gerushin. They didn't light candles and have set tables and for Gerushin. For what makes a basis for Gerushin? Right? We know what works for Kedushin. We have to find out what works for Gerushin. Now, what will work for Gerushin will also work for Kedushin. But Kedushin has an extra. Gerushin doesn't have Neres Dokus, Mitzvahs Mutzois. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Lo yishashamu kol avara, this is not stam gossip. El kadei sheyayimru poini mehechen shama. If we can trace the rumor, how did you hear? Miplaini. Miplaini, miplaini. V'hochen, u'baitke v'hochen ma'chimagiyin l'dover ha'borer. We go back till we get clarity. We're able to trace the rumor to its source. And the source is clear. That's a basis of a rumor. Frek the Gemara, Dover, Borer, Edis, Mal Yisuhu. If you can sort trace it to the source, that means you have witnesses. If the rumor started because somebody heard it from somebody, heard it from somebody, heard it from somebody, who heard it from somebody was there. That's Edis. That's not a rumor. The source of the rumor are not here anymore. But since we have names to put to the source of the rumor, that's the basis of a rumor. It's not some, I don't know, I heard. Who'd you hear it from? Shimon heard it from Levi. Who heard it from Yehuda? Who heard it from Yisachar? Who heard it from people that were there? Who were they? We have two names. They're not in town anymore, but it's a basis for a rumor. That works by get also, because by get, we can have the same story. But without tracing it, and without basis, we don't take the rumor seriously. What is a rumor to be taken seriously? A whole bunch of things. Something to my right. Now, we're going to find out in a minute. The Gemara is going to assume something that we know, but we don't.
I'm sorry. So we have to. This is substantiated. In the meantime, until it's proven false.
Correct. Well, it's more than that, as we'll see in a second. This is a substantiated. Not substantiated. It has a basis.
We act as if.
And we act as if it's substantiated. Not enough to break up a marriage, but to prevent the marriage, to take care. Or if he gets married after this rumor, to break it up then.
And if they're already married, then we just drop the whole thing?
We can't break up a marriage based on a rumor.
We look any further. Does Payson look any further?
If they find real Adam, they find real Adam. I don't know what they do. I don't know what their job is. That's the same.
Children become any
No. We don't do anything to a current marriage. Again, you had a response that says according to a marriage, we do at a certain point, but that, you know. Zog the Gemara Viter. Amar Rav Eiler Rav Yosef. Mevatlina kala or lo mevatlina? Do we break? What happens if the Edom come back from Medinas Hayam and they say, it's not true, we never started this roof? They blame it on us? We weren't there. Do we undo the kail that we treated as a Kohel.
Why wouldn't it?
Because a Kohel is a Kohel. It's very hard to
associate.
Again, it's false. We know it's false. Do we step in and mevatel a Kohel? Because it undermines Bevan's authority. Bevan paskin the Kohel, and now you're going to go be mevatel it? Do we do that or not?
We had this machlokes.
It's coming up here. Rashi. Not Rashi. Mevatlin and Kohel. Shemanu Kohel yaitim ipinashim etanikas. Meshaskin luvatula Kohel. Okay, there's two parts to this. I didn't mention this. I will mention this and then we'll continue tomorrow. It is Rosh Chodesh today. They're probably starting to daven earlier. Again, and that is that can a Kohel be from kids and women? Or does a Kohel need adult men? Who can create this Kohel? Men or women and children as well? That was in Bais Zayna. I'm talking about Kedushin. For a Kohel of Kedushin or Gerushin. Do we need men or not? One Mandi Yama says we take women. One Mandi Yama says we don't take women. So Rashi gives you Mevatlin and Kohel in two ways, and we will leave it at Merch Hashem. We'll discuss it tomorrow about the wonderful Rashi.